This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembered the brave hearts of the nation today on the occasion of Kargil Vijay Diwas, stating that India is continuously scaling new heights, be it in defence production, defence exports or political cooperation with friendly nations. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said today, the 26th of July, is a date that does not require a calendar to be remembered, as Kargil Vijay Diwas has been celebrated today.
आज कारगिल विजय दिवस है. ये दिन हमें गर्व से भर देता है. ये दिन हमें अपने वीर जवानों के अद्भुत साहस की याद दिलाता है. कारगिल की ऊंची ऊंची चोटियां, कठिन मौसम, दुश्मन की चुनौती, हर परिस्थिति हमारे सैनिकों के सामने थी, लेकिन उनका हौसला हर चुनौती से बड़ा था. उन्होंने माँ भारती की रक्षा के लिए अपना सर्वस्व अर्पित कर दिया. आज कारगिल विजय दिवस पर मैं सभी वीर शहीदों और वीर सैनिकों को श्रद्धापूर्वक नमन करता हूँ.
In his Mann Ki Baat address today, the Prime Minister said every Indian is cheering for all the athletes participating in the Commonwealth Games which began in Glasgow a few days ago.
हमारे युवाओं ने हाल के दिनों में स्पोर्ट्स में कई शानदार उपलब्धियां हासिल की. पीवी सिंधु बैडमिंटन में जापान ओपन का खिताब जीतने वाली पहली भारतीय बन गई हैं. उनकी इस उपलब्धि पर पूरे देश को गर्व है. भारतीय महिला क्रिकेट टीम ने भी लंदन में लॉर्ड्स स्टेडियम में अपना पहला टेस्ट मैच जीता है. यह एक ऐतिहासिक जीत है. हमारी टीम ने 270 रनों के बड़े अंतर से यह मुकाबला जीता. लेकिन बात सिर्फ इतनी सी नहीं है. लॉर्ड्स के लंबे इतिहास में यह महिलाओं की टीम का पहला टेस्ट मैच 1983 में इसी मैदान पर भारत ने अपना पहला क्रिकेट विश्व कप जीता था. अब हमारी नारी शक्ति ने यहाँ देश का नाम रोशन किया है.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी विल इंटरेक्ट विद पार्टिसिपेंट्स ऑफ द विकसित Vibrant Village Program 2026 at 4:30 p.m. today via video conferencing. Over 400 youth participants representing every state and union territory will interact with the Prime Minister. The Viksit Vibrant Village Program 2026 was organized in two phases from the 4th to the 30th of last month, covering 74 vibrant villages across Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. The participants were selected through a nationwide online quiz competition that witnessed participation from more than 3 lakh youths. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi today assumed charge as the Education Minister. Mr. Joshi was appointed to the post yesterday following the resignation of Dharmendra Pradhan. Mr. Joshi also continues to hold the portfolios of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, and New and Renewable Energy. Soon after taking charge, he chaired a review meeting of the Education Ministry to assess the implementation of various schemes and key initiatives. Minister of State for Education Jayant Chaudhary and several senior ministry officials attended the meeting. External Affairs Ministry today issued an advisory urging Indian nationals intending to undertake employment on commercial vessels operating in or transiting Black Sea region to carefully assess the prevailing security risks before accepting such assignments. The advisory stated that those who choose to undertake such employment should exercise the utmost caution. The security situation in and around the Black Sea and adjoining maritime areas remains highly volatile due to the ongoing conflict. In its advisory, the ministry said Indian nationals requiring consular assistance should contact the Embassy of India or consulates in the region. Kargil Vijay Diwas has been observed today across the country to honour the bravery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the Kargil War of 1999. The day marks the 27th anniversary of India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and the successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. During this operation, the Indian Armed Forces reclaimed territories in the Kargil district of Jammu and Kashmir that has been infiltrated by Pakistani soldiers and militants. Prime Minister Modi congratulated squash player Anahat Singh on winning the gold medal at the 2026 World Junior Championship. She also became the first Indian squash player to win the prestigious World Junior Championship title. In a social media post, Mr. Modi described this as a historic achievement and said the feat would further popularize squash among the youth. And that is the end of this news bulletin.